Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're beginning to see a little bit of early morning congestion now on East South Boulevard at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. Also, 231, putting a lot of cars into Montgomery on Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. Northern Boulevard's looking okay now, and I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery just busy. We have no accidents reported anywhere to slow you down this morning. Buckle up, slow down, and watch out for your fellow drivers. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expense, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an Arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Today is January 20th, National Disc Jockey Day. For the best mix of music, great prizes every hour, and a little bit of fun in the morning. Keep it right here,
yay!
Your number one choice for National Disc Jockey Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
And now for Ministry of Truth, comrades, Fox News at 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden will be sworn in as America's 46th president today. He says at a vigil at the Lincoln Memorial for the 400,000 Americans who died of coronavirus.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
President Trump last night issued pardons or reduced the federal prison sentences for 143 people.
President Trump has given a pardon to his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon. Bannon's accused of bilking donors out of $1 million. Those people thought they were giving money to help build the president's promised border wall. Also getting a pardon is former Congressman Duke Cunningham of California, who was convicted of accepting over $2 million in bribes.
Fox's Jill Nato also pardoned the rapper Lil Wayne ahead of his sentencing on federal gun charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Your attention, please.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
Today is National...
It is National DJ Day.
I'm a disc jockey.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
I'm the number one DJ.
Hasn't she ever heard you on the radio?
I'm going on the air.
Great, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
You know, what is it? Mothers don't let your sons grow up to be cowboys or something like that?
Yeah.
Isn't there a song by that title?
Uh-huh.
I remember what my mother said when I wanted to be a DJ.
You do better getting yourself a job in a department store and stop hanging around radio stations and nightclubs.
So here I am. I worked at Weebolts, hated it, so I decided to go for the radio thing. This part of the show at 7:05 brought to you by our friends at Adams Drugs, where they say don't forget the butt paste. This is the revelation. This is one of the great discoveries of last year. On a list in a year where so little can be listed as positive, the discovery of this incredible skin product, formulated and made, it's an Adams Drugs original, for diaper rash. And that's pretty nasty stuff. But it fixes it right up, and if it can fix diaper rash, it can moisturize and help your skin look great, too. And now people are using, in fact, Jacqueline Tomlinson was the one that said, I realized that it's not only very effective as a diaper rash cure, but it can help condition skin in other problem areas, too.
You gave it to me as a part of my birthday present, and I haven't had diaper rash since then.
You know, friends, this is what makes him...
adorable.
Yes. Cute little humorous moments like that. Of course, another thing we learned in 2020 was having your prescriptions in a giant box store with long lines to get in isn't necessarily an efficient way to take care of your family's health. They have a state-of-the-art system at Adams Drugs. You can have your prescriptions, refills, and everything transferred and then deal on a one-on-one basis with people that have time, people that will make you feel appreciated, places that can sell you all your over-the-counter needs, that have gift shops to browse and more, and can deliver if you're too sick to come pick up. So go with a local company that employs local people that's been part of the scene here. Next year, it'll be 60 years for Adams Drugs since they opened their first store. Find the one nearest you at adamsdrugs.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There were a few sprinkles around during the early morning hours, mostly now on radar. That's gone. I mean, there could be, I suppose, a couple of sprinkles. But we're looking at clouds as a front drifts through the area and heads down towards the coast. There are a few breaks in the clouds already. So we'll call for morning clouds getting way to a partly cloudy afternoon. Today's high around 61, so the mild weather continues. Becoming cloudy tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, rain becomes likely, especially, I think, by midday into the afternoon hours. Then periods of rain continuing Thursday night and Friday, with low 60s for a high on Thursday and Friday. Saturday's a dry day, good bit of sunshine, high around 60. Then the next storm system comes in, looks a little more interesting as we get towards Sunday evening, Sunday night into Monday. We'll be watching that one. Could be some thunderstorms with that one as well. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, west winds at 6. It's 50 at 7:09.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Boy, I'm glad that when plumbing works perfectly, I'm a happy guy. But boy, oh boy, when plumbing goes wrong, and it picks the worst time to go wrong, I have to call Plumbing by Luke Wire because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime. That used to be an issue. I would call a plumbing concern because it would be a weekend or be a holiday, and then they say, you know, this is going to cost you because we're out here at a weird time. Not so at Plumbing by Luke Wire. And the whole house plumbing inspection is something that I highly recommend. They're going to check all your plumbing inside and out and top to bottom and see if there's a problem lurking that's about to become a big problem. They'll fix it, and then you won't have to worry. It's great peace of mind. Plumbing by Luke Wire. Very professional staff. They'll also give you upfront pricing. In other words, they'll diagnose the problem when they get to your house and then tell you what it's going to cost before they fix it. And then you no surprises when they're done. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
I thought there was a big drawing last night for tons of money. Was the 19th, Tuesday the 19th? Is that what I have to say?
Was that the Florida lottery?
Well,
Powerball?
I'm in a big pool with people. Let's see. What do I have here? Mega Millions.
Okay.
Tuesday, January 19th.
Oh, you got that down in Florida when you were...
Actually, I joined a group that... So, let's see. All right, we didn't win anything here.
No Mega Millions?
No Mega Millions.
Would you take Monday off if you won the lottery?
Well, you got to go down to Tallahassee to claim the prize. You can't claim it in Alabama.
I see.
Because we don't have a lottery here.
Why?
Good question.
That is a good question.
So, but we this group that we pooled in, we all decided we would split it if we won one of these giant jackpots. Now, tomorrow, it's Powerball Day.
Powerball Day.
And tomorrow's also Florida Lotto Day, and I have two drawings of that. It's just fun, you know? It's, what do they say on the lotto ticket here? How much have they raised for Florida education since 1988? It's something like, you know, $27 or $8 billion. The way they set these up, half of the collected revenues have to be returned to winners in one form or another. And 45% is what goes into the designated to the schools or wherever they decide to help, and 5% to administrate. And if you're a vendor and you sell a winning ticket, you get some gigantic bonus for being the vendor that sold a lotto winner.
Oh, if you like the store that where they bought it.
Yeah.
Look at the Mega Millions is now. It's $970 million. That's...
$970 million.
Yeah.
Wow. That next drawing is Friday. It's funny to see these get into the billions. That hell, I don't even know if I want to play the Powerball. That's only $730 million. That's small potatoes.
It's not going to get you. Right.
Going to drive to Georgia for a chance at only $730
million. You'd spend more in gas.
I'm not going to take Monday off for that.
It is 7:12, and friends, I do not have convoluted introductions for random facts.
What?
No, my heart's just not in it today.
That's okay.
I love the random facts.
Yeah.
But
we'll give you a pardon today.
I'm sorry you're too late. I just got one from Trump.
No, good.
Email this morning for things I didn't even know I had done.
He was up late.
Just getting ready to. In fact, that's him walking out now.
That's Marine One.
Mm-hmm.
Head back to Florida.
He's getting on Air Force One for the final time, and it's Air Force One when the president is on the plane. But you remember when Nixon left Washington at exactly 12 o'clock noon? He was on Air Force One, and it became just NC, whatever the number of the...
And I remember there was a fuss because he was flying back to San Clemente, and there was a demand that when noon hit, they wanted him to pay for the cost of the flight from 12 o'clock to
whatever he landed
in California.
You're kidding, really?
No. And, you know, remember the Nixon White House summer in Florida?
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
In Key Biscayne?
Uh-huh.
I went by there. That was... kind of disappointing. It wasn't anything.
It wasn't a big deal?
No, not really.
I bet Kenny Bunkport was a big deal, though. That looked pretty cool. Hey, the other story is about the political, the football. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's two of them.
There's two of them today,
One of them on that plane, or one of them will be on Marine One in just a moment, then on Air Force One. And
it'll be with him all the way up until Biden is sworn in.
Yeah, 1201 Eastern.
And then that will become... And then the other one will be ready.
It's nothing to worry about with Joe and his state of clarity. Oh, what's this?
Is this a basketball? No, Mr. President, it's a football.
Don't throw it. It's very explosive.
Everybody remain calm. We got a lot of stuff and animal stories coming up today. Even the Beatles.
All right.
This is the day Meet the Beatles came out.
I noticed yesterday somebody sent me a thing from a nostalgia page that showed She Loves You at number 7 on the chart on that day yesterday. Yeah. So, because the British invasion was occurring at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And just in time because the country was still so stuck in the doldrums after JFK's assassination.
This is true.
The Beatles came and lifted everybody's spirits.
Yeah.
It was an amazing thing.
Did you watch that show February 9th, 1964, on the Ed Sullivan Show with the really big shoe?
Everybody watched it.
They must have been at sea quite a while.
I realized that unless I learn to play a guitar or become some kind of a rock star, it's going to be very hard to meet girls because all they wanted were the Beatles.
Yep.
It was a tough time, folks. That's why I got into radio, so I could meet chicks. 7:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The city of Montgomery is honoring the lives lost to COVID-19. Last night, Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the Tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of everyone who has died from COVID-19. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 158,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. The state's total case count is now close to 339,000. More than 5,100 Alabamians have died. And Tallahassee City Schools broke ground on a new high school Tuesday. The new 37,000-square-foot facility will have three additional classrooms, bigger spaces for administrators, and an expanded auditorium. The project was funded by a city sales tax and local bonds. The school is expected to open in September of 2022. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now,
we hold these truths to be self-evident.
They're called
random.
Random facts.
There you go. There's my salute.
No, that was good. That was good.
I missed it.
He did. Do you want to do it again?
No.
Oh, wow. No.
Can you?
He will not do it again for you, Rich.
No, I.
When will it be on the podcast? I'm sorry. I had to get some coffee.
It's understandable. We know. It's perfectly all right.
Was it convoluted?
It was very convoluted and very well done.
Okay.
And
I'll just have to listen to it on the
podcast. I hate that you missed it.
Life sucks, and then you die.
Did you know a school principal once made a student who'd gotten into trouble sit in the basement, ordered him to read the U.S. Constitution as punishment? That student, who then committed the Constitution to memory as a result, was Thurgood Marshall, who went on to become the first black Supreme Court justice. Can you imagine that school principal's like, go down there and you read that Constitution, think about what you did.
His Bible is being used today.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's right, I forgot about that, about the different Bibles that they use for the inauguration stuff. Did you know... A pregnant mother with twins lost one fetus in the first trimester, and the other developed a coccyx tumor? C-O-C-C-Y-X?
That's coccyx, yes.
Yeah. The size of a fetus that was killing it. Doctors removed the baby from the womb. They cut off the tumor. They put the baby back in the womb, and she was born again, healthy, 12 weeks later.
You're kidding me.
Holy smokes.
When did this happen?
This happened. You're going to have to let me look this up real quick to find out when this actually.
I mean, is this several years ago?
2016.
Wow. And where was that at, I wonder?
I will tell you here in just a second as the page loads up and takes its sweet, sweet time to do so. Before I can tell, why is it not? I got the headline and the date from it.
That's okay. That's all right. We can.
Here we go. Routine ultrasound. She was from Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Remove the fetus.
Right.
Remove the tumor, put the fetus back in.
Put it back in, and you still get a healthy baby out of it.
That's amazing.
Now I'm waiting for this browser to close because it's not flipping back over to where I need to be so I can read the rest of the random facts. Would be very nice. All right. Did you know a majority of the people that Christopher Walken interacted with as a child were non-native English speakers? That included his parents.
Hmm. What did they speak?
His father was German, mm-hmm. and his mother was... Oh, I can't remember.
Hmm.
I'd read it, but I can't remember where it is. Yeah. Now this thing's opening up something else. I told it not to.
So I wonder what they spoke around the house.
Well, I didn't even finish getting to the random fact before all this stuff started popping up on my screen here.
Yeah.
Because now Adobe wants to pop up and tell me, hey, we don't work anymore. And I said, well, I didn't click on you, so go away. He attributes his unique halting speaking style that he has to watching people hesitate to think of the right English word, which is why he has that weird cadence of speech that he does.
30 seconds for a Christopher Walken-related promo?
Sure.
The zombie apocalypse just got creepier.
Good people, they always die.
I can imagine how painful this must be for you.
They're coming!
I know you know where they are, so...
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
You see that?
Came in the room blazing. And didn't stop until they were pretty sure everybody was dead. Talking about a massacre.
The Walken Dead. Coming soon to AMC.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Did you hear that in his speaking style? Featured several times in that.
He's on that list of SNL hosts that have hosted most times, right? He's on that.
I don't know how many times he's hosted.
Yeah,
I'm guessing close to 10.
I'll check.
It's a good number up there that he has done.
Let me guess. Tom Hanks is number one.
Probably Alec Baldwin.
Ugh.
And then Steve Martin's on that list too.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is probably, I don't know. He might be up there, but I don't know. I think Alec Baldwin, John Goodman, they're high on the list there. Anyway, did you know?
Walken's done it 7 times.
7.
At Frank Sinatra's birth, the doctor thought he was a stillborn. He was blue. He was not breathing. The doctor laid him on the counter while he went to attend to Sinatra's mother. It was only until his grandmother picked up the newborn, ran him under cold water, and slapped his back that Sinatra started breathing.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Huh.
Did you know during World War II there was a Great Dane dog named Juliana who won 2 Blue Cross medals? The first was for extinguishing an incendiary bomb by peeing on it.
That's one way to do it.
Whatever works.
If I don't have a hose handy, that's what I do.
And the second... the second was for alerting her masters that a fire had started in their shop.
Wow. Dogs are amazing.
They are.
That they are. Did you know the largest giant squid recorded by scientists weighed nearly a ton and measured around 43 feet long? But they are rarely seen alive in their habitat due to living deep underwater. The giant squids are capable of catching prey that are 33 feet away using tentacles that are 2 times the squid's length with sharp suckers attached to the end of them.
Man, those are some big tentacles.
Yeah. Very, very big and long. Coming up on Random Facts...
I was going to say, in the Field Museum in Chicago, they have... an actual
giant squid
hanging from the ceiling. And that is one long creature.
They used to have a whale, didn't they? Am I thinking of the Smithsonian, maybe?
They may have a whale at the Smithsonian, but I believe they have the skeleton of a blue whale at the Field Museum.
At the Field, is that the one right on the lake there?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
Now you can walk from the Field to the Planetarium, to the Art Institute, right up to
Michigan Avenue. Yeah.
And probably won't get shot more than once.
Or shot at. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about a horse that was in the Korean War.
You know why there's two
helicopters.
So I don't know which one he's
one in. Is a decoy.
Yeah.
Right. We'll talk about Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
The CMA Awards from 1975.
Okay.
Beavers.
Just.
And Death Row.
Okay.
Well, those are all coming up on Random Facts. A nice right. little eclectic mix.
This is not the first time beavers have come up on Random Facts.
Or eclectic.
And we can prove it.
Correct.
With a little help from Rich Thomas. You know, it's hard to believe we waited so long and now it's all over and done with. Football season is over. Mm-hmm. And the Duncan and Son Predictathon will be counting down the days to that. But in the meantime, we hope that you, as so many of our listeners have, partner up with them for whatever type of service your car needs. You know, they honor those policies that you see sold that cover various repairs. If you have one of those and you need a repair, bring it to Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Sure. When you need tires, know that Don, it took him almost a year, but he established direct wholesale relationships with every major tire manufacturer. Getting the middleman, the jobber, out of the picture has enabled him to turn around and sell the top name brand tires at a better price to you. Don't fall for the scams. Buy three, get the fourth one free. Play it straight. That's what they do with Don Duncan. And when you just need an oil change and you want your car checked out, fluids topped. And by the way, they will do whatever they can to accommodate your service need. Oftentimes, that's one reason why we fall behind on regular maintenance. It's not convenient. Well, they make it that way. Drop your car off. They'll get you back to work. They'll get you back with your car. Just let them know what you need at all three locations serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14. Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison. Ideal if you work for the government or any office down there. In fact, my friend Jacqueline just went there last week and was quite pleased. And, of course, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
728.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are having a light morning on the highways. No real problems anywhere that we're seeing right now. No accidents reported to us. We're beginning to get a little busy, and there is more traffic on I-65 and 85 now than there was about a half an hour ago. Buckle up, drive carefully. If anything happens, we will let you know about it. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Jay says there's a
nice beaver
in part two of
and random facts.
Oh, very good.
That was nice.
Good stuff this morning.
That took a lot of hand management.
I bet it did.
Did you know there was a horse? Well, I say horse. It was a mare by the name of Reckless. It was a little chestnut mare that carried ammunition supplies for the United States Marines during the Korean War. Her utility and service earned her the rank of sergeant and also got her a statue at the Museum of the Marine Corps in Quantico.
Wow.
Did you know that Fruit Loops are all the same flavor?
Really?
Are we deceived by the color? Is that what?
I don't know. It all tastes the same. It's the same. Whatever flavor it is, it's the same flavor. There is no difference. There's different colors. There's no different flavor.
Though. But our brain makes it, I bet it tells us, like, wow, that's really lemon.
I haven't had Fruit Loops in forever. I used to eat them all the time, but I haven't had Fruit Loops in forever. I haven't had breakfast cereal outside of, like, Cheerios. But, like, you know, the fun cereal type stuff, I haven't had that in a long time. The sugar cereals. Did you know, and you guys might know this, and Jesse Lynn might know this as well, an incident that took place at the Country Music Awards in 1975.
Okay.
The Entertainer of the Year Award.
Which is always up for big debate and discussion every year.
This is Bob Charlie?
Yeah.
Ah, see? How about that?
A visibly intoxicated Charlie Rich was on stage presenting the Entertainer of the Year. He brought out his cigarette lighter, lit the paper with the winner's name live on stage, and apparently it permanently damaged his popularity after that.
Ooh.
Hey, did you happen to see?
I know another one that's been permanently damaged within the last 2 days.
Would that be somebody whose name starts with Barf or Garth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entertainer of the Year in 1975. Do you know who that was? That name on that envelope that was burned. Or that name on that letter that got burned.
Charlie Pride?
Not Charlie Pride.
Loretta Lynn?
Nope. They are no longer with us. It is a male.
Charlie Daniels?
Country artist, no.
Hank?
This is possibly one that could be up for debate. Switches from folk to country, maybe.
James Taylor?
No,
John Denver.
John Denver.
Oh,
yeah. Don't ever get on an airplane with him either. Or a car.
You know, they never found his head.
I know.
Man.
Well, no, they did.
Wow.
I watched.
Never found his head.
On Reels, they did the forensic analysis on why his plane went down. It was part of the story. I'm reporting news. I'm not trying to be shocking.
They checked his blood. Didn't have any blood alcohol level.
Right. No, it was perfectly fine. It was just malfunction of mechanical or whatever it was that caused the accident. It wasn't on.
Wasn't it into the Pacific? No.
Yes, right off the coast of Washington, I believe.
Did you know the North American beaver's favorite trees to eat are aspen and poplar?
Aspen and poplar.
They consume a variety of tree species and other plants. However, they avoid red maple.
I wonder why.
They will not eat those. It doesn't say why, but those are usually the only trees that you can see left standing at the edge of some of the beaver ponds and stuff. You'll see trees there. And those are red maple because they won't touch those.
I happened upon one of those in Minnesota just exploring a lake.
A beaver or a red maple?
A dam.
A beaver. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing.
It is.
They are builders. They are
engineers of the animal world.
And they can build them at relatively quickly,
yes.
too. Are they called dens? Is that what they...
I think so. Their homes are called dens, yeah. And finally, did you know where the term Death Row came from?
A hip-hop company?
No. It came from the sentencing of Giuseppe Zangara.
I know. He was notorious.
He, in 1933, he tried to kill President FDR before he was inaugurated.
Thank you. In Miami, that happened.
Yes.
He killed the mayor of Chicago instead, Anton Cermak. Is everybody impressed with Miami?
I'm very impressed, yes.
I vaguely remembered that.
Yeah, at the time, Florida law prevented inmates who were sentenced to death from sharing a cell together. So they had to expand the waiting area into a row of cells.
Oh.
And that became known as Death Row.
How about that?
They used to take care of that business rather quickly in those days. You know, I mean, didn't they, when they convicted Bruno Hauptmann, didn't they, like, execute him within months? None of this 20, 25 years?
Right.
It takes a long time from the execution, or from the
many years in most cases, yeah.
To the actual execution itself. Yeah. I was watching that thing on Netflix about the Night Stalker.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, in 89, he was convicted and sentenced in 1989. He died of cancer on death row in 2013.
There was a feature on a mob guy last night who also died of old age. And yeah. They pinned all these murders and stuff on him.
Right.
Anyway, those are your random facts.
Thank you, Jay. I am so excited because over the next several weeks, I'll be in and over at Jack Ingram visiting the various family of stores to have the experience of driving some of the cars. Now, I used to own an Audi. I'll get to drive and experience the new Audi, including the Q855 SUV, which is a premium plus vehicle and comes in a color that is beyond my ability to describe it. And one that you can lease at $889 a month. And speaking of lease deals, at Jack Ingram, 0.9% for 60 months on select Volkswagen models. And there's a Nissan lease here that I did a double take on. It's the 2021 Nissan Sentra SV. That's the sedan that my sister likes to buy. I think she's owned four. And she's a nuclear physicist, and she chose them because she understands the engineering behind the concept and loves it. She has two sons, so safety was incredibly important to her. This 2021 Nissan Sentra SV, $199 a month for 36 months on a lease. For details, visit incredible lease deals at all Jack Ingram stores, certified pre-owned deals with all the great brand names, and of course our friends Tip and the gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Would love to have you stop by for one simple reason. It's time to love what you drive. So if you don't, go see them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about Christopher Walken. Rich Thomas had to look up and see how many times he had hosted SNL. And we gave that number. How many times has Christopher Walken hosted SNL?
Okay. 272-9228. If you're not the first call in with the winning answer, stay on the line and do a follow-up question because we give you a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing, which takes place this Friday. 272-9228. Give away a Tucker McCann gift certificate, a Clark's Club membership, the works from Don Duncan and more. Answer the question now at 272-9228. How many times Christopher Walken is on SNL as host? It is now 7:38.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on the Northern Boulevard about to merge on I-65 north or southbound, we've got a little bit of a slowdown there. Possible accident. We're checking on it. Just use caution in that area. Elsewhere around the city, we've got a little congestion. East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. Also, Taylor Road right at I-85. The interstate's looking good through downtown Montgomery. No problems on 65 or 85 that we are aware of at this time. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything's worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right. It came up during Random Facts, the number of times that Christopher Walken hosted Saturday Night Live. And Linda would like to answer this question. Linda, good morning.
Hello, Linda.
Linda.
Hi.
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 How many times did Christopher Walken host Saturday Night Live?
Seven times.
You are correct, the mundo. You got it. Absolutely, that's it.
So you have won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. A little bit later this hour, I'll tell you how far you can stretch that $10. Hang on, we need some information, and we'll send it out to you. Thanks for playing our game.
Thank you.
at 740.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
I don't see any Arctic air in our immediate future for the next several days. That's great news. So our mild pattern continues. We were in the 50s this morning with cloud cover. So the clouds will be mainly this morning, and then later on in the day, with a high temperature up to about 62 today. Tonight, becoming cloudy, overnight low 46. Tomorrow, rain becoming likely. I think certainly by midday and into the afternoon hours, your better rain chances are begin then. Periods of rain at times on Thursday night and Friday. We'll be in the low 60s for a high Thursday and Friday. Saturday is a dry day. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. The next storm system coming in could be a bigger deal as we get towards, you know, Sunday evening, Sunday night into Monday. That one has my attention. We'll be watching it. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies and 50 degrees, 742.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have some good audio clips coming up in Animal Stories today. A parrot that sings Led Zeppelin. You don't want to miss that. And how to get a Punxsutawney Phil shout out. I know Rich will want one of those.
Yes.
Because that's Rich's favorite beast.
Yeah, it's my favorite rodent.
You know, I have this week's specials at Food Outlet. Now, Food Outlet is a cost plus 10 experience throughout the store.
Mm-hmm.
But they pick a number of items out. Like, if you'd like me to do fried bologna, Ziegler bologna, which is excellent. It's $1.86 for a one-pound pack.
Pretty hungry, right?
That is an excellent price. Sirloin tip roast. Just pop that in the oven, throw a little cricket dust on it, cook it at a low temperature over a longer time. And it's awesome. Ripe Roma tomatoes, 99 cents a pound.
Did you say you just picked up some tomatoes?
I did, yes. We have great tomatoes for tomorrow's breakfast. Let's not forget Bluebell ice cream.
No, that's never.
Satisfy your sweet tooth. Enjoy the comfort that Bluebell ice cream provides at only $4.98. That's for the full half gallon, not that rip-off downsized thing they try to fool you with. And by the way, sugar, if you need it, 4 pounds, Dixie Crystals, $1.99. And everything in the store is cost plus 10. So you'll save throughout the store at all three Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in the preferred community. And I'll see you Sunday morning right around, last week was early, 7:15, 7:30, doing my big
usually
weekly grocery shop.
Usually I get a text around 7:45 with a Chase Graham.
Yes, with the just to show the chicken tenders are ready to be purchased and grilled for the next week's radio. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hey. Well, good morning and to all of y'all. You guys may have covered this already today, but did you know today is an auspicious day?
Yeah, it's a palindrome day.
It's a palindrome, 7 digits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not supposed to happen again for like another 1,000 years.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm, it is.
And then you got from tomorrow through the 29th are all, I think, 5-digit palindrome.
Right,
yeah.
And then we get to December and it all starts. We have a few more in December. There's a couple of 8-digit palindromes in December. So
you mentioned
it'll be fun.
You mentioned Groundhog Day next year is going to be interesting, right?
2/2/22, yeah. But yeah. In the long palindrome with the year included, yeah, 2021. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's kind of neat. All right, you guys have fun.
Right.
Thank you for entertaining us.
Thank you.
And I'll catch you on the rebound.
All right.
That's right back cool. At you, my friend. All right, Animal Stories is next. It is 7:44.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 158,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. The state's total case count is now close to 339,000. More than 5,100 Alabamians have died. The city of Montgomery is honoring the lives lost to COVID-19. Last night, Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the Tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of anyone who has died from COVID-19. And Tallahassee City Schools broke ground on a new high school Tuesday. The new 37,000-square-foot facility will have three additional classrooms, bigger spaces for administrators, and an expanded auditorium. The project was funded by a city sales tax and local bonds. The school is expected to open by September of 2022. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment. And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's
265-7585. 265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Zimbamba. Good girl. Digital Chase. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended. From the Wild Kingdom, Wolfman, to the vocal, please.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Our top story is about a parrot that can sing Led Zeppelin. Is everybody ready for this experience?
We're ready.
Amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Yeah!
pretty cool. Huh?
That's wild.
I think he does a pretty dang good job.
Cameo, which is a website that if you pay enough money, you can get a celebrity greeting for somebody, is offering for just $80, and I was thinking about doing this for Rich as kind of an advanced birthday gift, a shout-out from Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog. Here's one of those shout-outs from the groundhog to a guy named B-Rad, I think he spoke.
B-Rad. Got Punxsutawney Phil here, and I'm his handler, the Rainmaker. This is from your buddy Chaz. We understand you work in a hospital, and it's been a pretty tough year. On the bright side, I'm assuming you've got the vaccine, so you got that going for you. Phil and I are pretty far down on the list, so we're still hoping for it. Guess you've been to Punxsutawney and celebrated your birthday here, which is awesome. I understand that you've shaved Phil into your chest. Anyway, Groundhog Day, put it on your calendar. Thanks for loving Phil. Happy Groundhog Day.
Sound like a plan, Rich?
Nope.
All right, and finally, let's talk about the Beatles. And some go to great and disgusting lengths to feed their kids. They scout for a dead mouse or bird, dig a hole and bury it, pluck the fur and feathers, roll the flesh into a ball, then cover it in goop. Not Gwyneth Paltrow's, but some other goop. All to feed their future offspring. So they've got the food in their beetle pantry before it's even needed. It also appears to hide the scent of the decomposing bounty so that other predators won't find the results of their hard work.
You can't get that on any other station.
Not about the goo beetles. That's what they're about. Here's the rest of Fleetwood Mac for you. At 7:52 on this. Watching the end of an era take place. Understood. By the way, you see Maria Bartiromo? Rumor is she's getting a big promotion at Fox.
Is that right?
Yes. And the clown that was on the election desk coverage, Chris Steierwald.
Oh, yeah.
They canned him yesterday.
He was fired yesterday.
Is he the one that...
so were 20 others.
He was the one that didn't...
Decision desk?
That called Arizona.
Right.
I believe.
He was the head of
the
decision.
He's the one that made the call, yeah.
Good luck getting the job.
20 got fired yesterday? 20 people got fired?
Steierwald and 20 others got fired at Fox. Huh. Major changes coming their way. Their ratings are awful.
Yeah.
And, we carry their radio news at the top of the hour, and we get more complaints about that than anything, even more than me. But I just leave that to the support upper-level management like Jay provides.
You're welcome.
But thank you, yes. Don't know if I could do it without you. Let's see. We have Starbucks. I mean, last week we learned that baseball stadiums were going to be getting involved in the vaccination process because they have giant parking lots
right.
And they can set up drive-through service. Mm-hmm. I know some people that are going up to get theirs in Wetumpka today. I'm still not sure if I'm going to... I mean, do they call us? Are they supposed to...
No, I think you're supposed to reach out to them. The health department, the... Alabama Health Department.
And they put you on a list?
I guess so. Now, I it was 75 and over. Now it's 65 and over. Have they gone down to... they're including a larger group now?
Well, when they get down to the younger demographics. Shut up.
C-S-B-S.
No hurry. One of these days, I got to go over and get with Chad Sasser at Lewis Lawn. I think it's time to get the Ryder lawnmower.
It's time.
I've always wanted one. Of course, when we were kids, we grew up in tiny little lawns.
Exactly.
No son, we don't need a Ryder lawnmower. Because when you were a kid, you wanted to drive whatever you could, right?
But when we got the first Ryder lawnmower, we were fighting over who's going to cut the lawn.
Of course. Yeah. But we could certainly use one, and... that's the place to go. I would never ask you to spend your money at a place we're not spending our own. So I'll go see Chad and see what's happening. Maybe they still have some 2020 in all product lines. They'd like to move those out as the 2021s continue to stream in. And with 55% of people committed to making home improvements this year, because again, people are spending more time in their homes and they're using that time to make improvements, outside landscaping, all of that. Many people are using their extra time to take care of business on their own. Lewis Lawn carries everything from the individual push Toro. Bought one of those 12 years ago. It's still working, by the way. Get serviced at Lewis Lawn. right up to the tractor size mowers and everything in between. So we'll take a look at a zero turn.
I bet they don't have the manual anymore, do they?
I don't remember. I haven't think seen they one do
in years.
My old, not old in the sense of age, but my former next door neighbor had one of those because she liked the exercise. And it wasn't a ton of grass to clip.
Yeah.
But if it got a little bit too long.
If it was thick or if it was wet.
Yeah, that was a different story.
Yeah.
But whatever you need for outdoor maintenance, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and more, buy from a place that can service and repair it if it needs it after the purchase. And that's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. They're open right now, open 7 o'clock every morning till 4 in the afternoon. Those are the winter hours. And their number is 244-9191, right next to Walter Craig. They're on the bypass at 756.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're on I-85 southbound approaching Union Street, watch out. We have a ladder reported in the roadway there. That'll do a good number on your front grill, so be cautious. That's I-85 southbound at Union Street, ladder in the roadway. Everywhere else, we're light to moderate. Our most congested spots, Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway and at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge on East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85 seem to be moving pretty well, except, of course, for that ladder in the road. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movies safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Next time, I'll tell you about a hotline you can call if all you need to do is scream. But you better do it soon because it's getting ready to shut down. East is on the line. East, good morning to you.
Hey, very quickly, Greg, when you were doing the commercial about the riding lawnmower, I immediately thought of you on that lawnmower in a suit like Oliver Wendell Douglas. I think we need to get photographs of that. I think it would rock.
Oliver,
there you go.
Yeah, but you see, he was a Madison Avenue attorney. He lived a life of luxury and class. So, yeah, he had different suits for plowing and harvesting and planting. I just changed my sweatpants.
You're a rock star. That's right. You can't help it.
I don't think you'll see any pictures of me wearing a suit.
It could be a fundraiser.
Bye-bye.
He used to climb the telephone pole in order to make a call, right?
I've always thought, because Hooterville was like 40 years behind the rest of America.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were still using the dial-up phones. And I was thinking, you know, you could reboot that concept today, the Green Acres idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you find this town that just somehow is in the middle of cell hole, said he can't use a cell phone.
Yeah.
They don't have the internet.
Yeah.
So you make them barbaric by today's standards. Yeah. And then,
but then they had Drucker's Store, and Drucker's Store was on more than one sitcom, right?
Petticoat Junction.
Yeah.
And I even believe once on the Beverly Hillbillies. Those are all connected. All the shows had relationships. Granny makes an appearance from the Beverly Hillbillies on an episode of Petticoat Junction. That's why I always call Randy Burkhalter's place the giant Drucker's Store.
Drucker's Store, yeah.
Because they got pretty much anything you could possibly need in there. Nice, friendly people. And it seems like there's a social component, too. Would I be correct on that?
There is.
I love a store where people seem to know each other. Mm-hmm. It's welcoming, that kind of thing. I had a store. If I wanted all the local news in my neighborhood, it was the local Quick Stop. And you'd always find, there was always at least one police officer in there on a break, getting a fountain soda or maybe